dealing with Amy and her limitations. Your theme tune, your constant internal dialogue, shows up everywhere. Whether you're doing the dishes, whether you're driving the car, speaking to another person, or soaking in the bath. What you need to understand is whether your theme tune acts as your cheerleader and encourages you, or acts as your oppressor and limits you. Next, we're going to do a powerful exercise to help you decipher which one it is. Now, this is a practice and repeat and repeat and repeat exercise. For when you repeatedly do this exercise, you will quash your oppressive thoughts and see them for what they are, utter nonsense. Eventually, you will form a new positive order in your brain and in your mind. Be prepared. You will probably need more paper than you expect. And at times, you may feel demotivated. A positive mindset may seem impossible to achieve. Your mind may tell you things like, it's out of your reach. You can't do that. A leopard can't change its spots. You are what you are. Accept it. Deal with it. Get on with it. Let's face it, your goals are practically impossible, especially for someone like you. If you hear statements similar to this, know that Amy is in control. She just took away your right, your power, your control, and your freedom. And I find it helpful to see my relationship with Amy in this situation like a toxic relationship. And I know that the only way to create change is by setting firm, healthy boundaries. If you don't know much about owning your rights or boundary setting, don't worry. I've got your back. Together, in Unit 6, we will learn how to set and reinforce them. But for now, exposing what you are dealing with is key to your success. What do you do when Amy starts to take control? Be single-minded. Don't get into an argument with Amy. Simply say no and distract yourself. Do something else. Perhaps go for a walk, or name the trees you see, or count how many types of birds or insects that you can spot. Alternatively, take some paper and sketch. At some point, Amy will get bored. Her chatter will quieten as she backs off. If you find that distraction doesn't work, or you're unable to go outside, meditate using my powerful recording, Finding My NDS. This helps you distance yourself from both your feelings and your thoughts. Both of these methods will take you directly to your true being, the essence of you, the natural, neutral, still space, which is before the body and before your thoughts. In that space, you will find an eternal peace. The exercise, turning the tables. Are you ready? Are you willing to transform yourself? Do you want to expose the truth and get the lies? Great, let's go. To complete this exercise, you will need a wad of paper and different coloured pens. Part 1. Start by considering your goals in each of the 8 aspects of the wheel: emotional and mental well-being, environment, finance and career, food and nutrition, positive physical health, relationships, relaxation and fun, purpose and peace. For each goal, answer the following 4 questions. Why can't you achieve your goal in that aspect? Who told you that you can't achieve that goal? What did they say about you to make you believe that? Did they say that to your face or behind your back? Using a pen, write each answer on a piece of paper and leave a large gap. If you're using lined paper, about 4 lines will do. At this point, know that every single answer holds that restricts you or holds you back from achieving your goal. It's a lie. Think about that as you continue to spew out all those falsehoods. And once you've got them all down, take a break. Have some water or juice. Give yourself a few minutes or even a day, because there is another part of the exercise, and I call it return and review. Part 2, return and review. Okay, welcome back. Now it's time for you to move your mindset and set it on fire and soar. Pick a different colour pen to the one you used for your answers. Now reread your first lie. Then, write an upgraded positive answer in the space below. Your upgraded answer is your new truth. Beneath that, rewrite the sentence again, replacing the answer I with you. For example, if your first lie was, I'm not good enough, you could write, lie, I am not good enough. Truth, I am and always will be good enough. You statement, you are and always will be good enough. Turn those lies around. You know the truth, even if it's sometimes hard to believe it. Deep down, you know the truth. Your soul knows the truth. I did this exercise many years back, and it was tough. I'd believed my lies for so long that they felt true. And I found this exercise really difficult because the truth felt untrue to me. I did not believe the things that I wrote down about myself, but I wrote them down anyway. I was willing to try anything despite how crazy or woo-woo it sounded. When I reread my truths, I realized I could align to either list, and that now my list of lies did not apply. I'd taken the first step in fulfilling my potential. I was not convinced at the time that all the good stuff applied to me. But of course, in time, I saw how it absolutely did. Now there's a bonus to this exercise. You can use your truths throughout the day as your affirmations and clearing process. Each morning and evening, stand in front of a mirror, look yourself in the eye and say, I love you. I really, really love you. Followed by, you love you. You really, really love you. Then use your new truths. For example, if your lie was, I'm not good enough, say to yourself, I am and always will be good enough. Followed by, you are and always will be good enough. Do this for every new truth. You should complete this exercise every day until you no longer believe Amy's lies. It will work quicker than you might expect, but you do need to do the work. If you find you can't make time or you can't be bothered, know that Amy has seduced you into a negativity again. Part 4, how thoughts impact the body. Before you proceed, know that there are two different ways to complete part 4. You can either write out your list of lies on a new sheet of paper, or write down what your theme tune, your inner monologue, is currently saying on a new sheet of paper. Either way works. Personally, when doing this exercise, I choose to look at my present feelings by noting down my theme tune, for that's in real time. When I reread the list of lies, it reminds me of my past, of difficult, unwanted, and traumatic experience from which I've moved on. Ultimately, the choice is yours. You know your experiences. You know if they were traumatic or not. And if they were, please stick to the present moment, for there is absolutely no need to root around in the past. Once you've chosen your method, decide whether each lie or inner monologue statement is positive or negative. Does it help your progress or does it hinder you? Where is it coming from? The higher self or the egoic self, Amy? Now, consider only the negative statements. Reread each one, and when you do, I want you to pay attention to your body. Look for subtle or obvious changes. Do you feel tense anywhere? Is there pain? Does that cluster of thoughts or a specific thought cause a throbbing, a tingling, or a pain? If so, write it down next to the lie or next to the statement. For example, if your lie was, "I'm not good enough," you might write, "Head moved to one side, hand came up to face, big sigh, sinking feeling over my body, neck twinge, shoulders fall forward, head drops. I feel as though I could cry." Once you've done this, for every lie or inner monologue statement, reread those body changes. By doing this, you'll start to know your body's reactions to your negative thoughts. Learning to read your body as a barometer to the quality of your thoughts makes life so much easier. You'll learn to recognize familiar patterns with emotions and pains. Gradually, over time, body tension and other symptoms created by negative or insecure thinking slowly melt away, building a better quality version of you. To effectively use your body as a barometer, you must keep it simple. There are some rules. Notice the emotion or pain. Categorize it. Was the thought true or false? If it was false, tell yourself, "That's not me, it's Amy," and ignore it. Now you've completed that exercise, I want you to know that you are extraordinary. Most people couldn't face finding and feeling those beliefs, the beliefs that limit them. Well done. I look forward to seeing you on the other side.